Awezo, welcome. Africa, the second largest continent on Earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God. The motherland, as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold Earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum, and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. There are mountains on this earth which are revered and worshipped, such as Mount Kailas in the Himalayas, Mount Ararat, the holy mountain of Armenians, Mount Sinai in the Middle East, and Taichan in China. Most people in other parts of the world may not know, but Africa is also a land with many sacred mountains such as Mount Kenya, the Mountain of Brightness, Old Donyo Lengaya, Mountain of the God, and Mount Kilimanjaro, the continent's highest peak. The lush slopes of Kilimanjaro are considered to be God's backyard, and its summit is believed to be the final resting place of the dead. Death is part of a cycle that is inevitable and inescapable, subsuming even the glorious civilization of Africa's past, which have come and gone, such as the great kingdoms of Queen of Sheba, Cleopatra, and King Menelik of Abyssinia. All that is left of their magnificent histories are archaeological treasures. Their songs and dances serve as distant memories of brilliant ancient times. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and the talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Védie, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment, and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages, and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisifor Songlo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. Upon returning to Formosa, concerned for the welfare of its children, Supreme Master Ching Hai had more medical supplies shipped to Benin. The people of the Ivory Coast and Benin were most grateful to have had such a benevolent and compassionate guest who brought God's love to them and their lands. In subsequent years, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members have also contributed through their International Red Cross and other humanitarian organizations to war victims in Rwanda, famine victims in Sudan, and spiritual organizations in Uganda. Association members continue to carry out such charitable work by reaching out and helping the poor, homeless, and orphans throughout the year. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled heaven is only the beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearn for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. Following the Cape Town lecture, the last on her tour, an international retreat was held. Association members from all nations came together for the common purpose of praying for world peace. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December 1st through 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of her visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio, and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled The Mercy of God, delivered on November 27, 1999 in Cape Town, South Africa.
So, in short, I'm here in case you feel you want to remember again who you truly are. And there's no cost, no condition. The so-called five precepts is not the five precepts. It is a measurement of your readiness. Yeah? For example, if we want to go to college, then a high school diploma is a must, yeah? And a test before college is a must. To measure your standard of education, so to see for yourself and for the professor that whether you're ready or not for college. Similarly, the five precepts or the 10 commandments in the Bible is not a must for everybody. It's not a commandment for you to break or to keep. It is for you to measure your standard of development, spiritually speaking. Suppose you don't want to steal things from people, but you always like to give to the misfortune, the unfortunate. Suppose you don't ever want to tell lie because it's against your conscience, and you always tell the truth. That is not because you keep the precepts. It is because your standard of spiritual development is that high. So if you are required to follow the five precepts, like you don't tell lies, you don't kill even animals, and you don't take things from other people, etc., etc., or as you are requested, not requested, recommended, to take the vegetarian diet, it is just a remembering, it's just a memoir, it's just a reminding that, are you up to here yet? Are you here yet? You know this? Yeah, yeah. And if you agree to all this, for you it's easy, it's natural, That means you are there. You're ready. You're ready to enter sainthood. You're ready to remember yourself. And that's all about the five precepts, or the vegetarian diet, or the Ten Commandments. It's not that God is dictative, or it's not that I'm sitting here pointing finger and say, thou shalt not kill, thou must do this, do that. It's not that. These things, these rules has been passed down from heaven so that we can measure our standard of quality. I remember when Moses came down from the mountain, he handed this Ten Commandments. He said it's from God. It is from God. So that we know where we are, where we stand. So it is not that you must follow me or else. It's not that. You don't even have to follow me. I just teach you once and you can remember all the time. You can do it alone. Unless you want to see me again or you're in doubt, then we will give you an ID card so that when you come, people recognize you and let you in, see me. Or you can write a letter. But these are not always necessary for many people. Because every day you can meditate alone. After we give you instruction, then you know what to do. You'll be your own master every day. The difficulty is not following a master or any master. The difficulty is being your own master. Have a discipline to do what you have chosen to do, what you know is the best for your soul. So if we think that we are up to it, then we are welcome very much. All right, I leave some time for your question. Thank you. During my speech, even if I haven't taught you anything, your soul will receive invisible instruction to yourself. So if you concentrate enough, if you simple inside enough, you see light already, see heavenly light already. Some of you have seen already, yes? You raise your hand? Have you seen it? Oh, yeah? Okay, please.
The first question is, God is all merciful and compassionate. How do you explain earthquakes, tidal waves, etc.?
There are many ways of looking at things. If we think this physical body, this physical possession, this physical life is all there is about life and the universe, then of course we will think God is so careless, destroying things, taking lives from people. But if we see things in a spiritual way, if we trust in God's wisdom, then we know everything is all right. Everything is perfect. That is another way to look at it. More practically speaking, we also are responsible for all the disaster in this planet. Not all, but many of them. We cut down trees, so we reduce rain and we encourage more landslide, encourage more drought, which in turn affect the harvest and make a lot of people hungry. And we test atom bombs here and there, everywhere. We interfere with the stability of this globe, of the way it vibrates and changes and turn. Yes. And we cause many of the unspeakable disaster to ourselves. But then again, okay, we may blame God. It's all right. The guy is there, convenient. But whatever God takes away, He gives another. Because He's a creator. He can create and He can destroy. We never know for what purpose, unless we learn to be one with God, to ascend into a higher dimension where intelligence is boundless, where the vision is limitless, then we can see the order of work of the universe. Then we understand why some things has happened. We will know that everything is for the best. Then we will not blame God anymore.
Does the process, the meditation process, give you a clear mind? And is this path leading to heaven through Jesus Christ and not changing any of God's principles?
Yes. Yes. The meditation helps you to see yourself clearer. Because when the mind calms down and left behind, and the physical body is forgotten, then we reveal ourselves as our true self. And our true self can always see things better, can always see the truth, the complete truth, because we are not the physical body.
Your views on reincarnation, worship of ancestors, its benefits, the law of karma, cause and effect, and what would you say is the common thread that could unite all religions?
I mentioned before already, if the power of your thought have created things which have not arrived during your existence in this planet, and then it will arrive again some other time later, and you have to reborn again in order to enjoy that, bad or good. Yeah? So be careful what you think when you are alive. Then you don't have to enjoy the bad or good consequence. Everything we created. And number two, when our ancestor departed from this world, it's just like I have mentioned already. So all you should do is just pray for them if you don't know where they're gone to. Nothing else. Pray. Okay? Worship only God. Be grateful to our ancestor and parents, but pray for them to be liberated. Don't use them because they die already. Let them rest, for God's sake. Don't pray to them for prosperity, for protection, for whatever material gain that we want to extract from them. They have done their share already during their lifetime. All we do is, if we really love them, pray for them so that God protect them, lift them up to a higher dimension. That's all we should do. No worship, no calling, no nagging, no demanding. The last one, the thread that unites all religion. Okay. That would be good if all the religions united. But actually we have only one religion. According to my study of different religious scriptures, they say the same thing. The essence of the teaching are the same, that we have one, that God, that we should find Him or her.
How do we rid ourselves of our ego?
Wow, wow, that's a big question. Yes, how, huh? Only when we see God on a daily basis, only when we see the splendor, the greatness of our Almighty Father, then we feel that we are nothing. Not only we feel nothing because we are humble, just we feel that we know that nothing is really important in this world to compete or to snatch or to make trouble to ourselves. Because we know heaven is near. At that time, our ego has no place to grow. He just died by himself. No food. Yeah? Because we don't care for blame and praise anymore. We don't care much for material gain. We have them, we use them. We don't have them, we satisfy with what we have. At that time, the ego will die.
Is there such a thing as evil spirits?
There are such thing as evil spirits. As I have mentioned earlier, those who are not prepared themselves to walk the way of God, they might be confused, they might be very frustrated in the loneliness of the wandering world without guidance, without noble thought to even nourish himself. He will turn into nasty nuisance spirit for a while only, until his anger died down or until some angel come and get him somewhere else where he belong. And the devil is not really an entity. It is a collective power of negative thinking, and that can be very big obstruction to us in spiritual practice as well as material survival. This concentrated negative power could be felt sometimes when we try to reach God, when we try to do really beneficial work for mankind. Because there are some other people who think the opposite of this goodness and noble way. So this power of their thought create this so-called devil. Yeah? Otherwise, there is nothing such as devil exists. It wasn't created in the beginning.
How can I be and lead a spiritual life coming from a very formal religious Islamic background?
There is no need to change your religion or do anything tragic. Just meditate. I show you how to meditate, that's all. Okay? Just keep whatever you believe. Keep your Christianity, keep your Buddhism. Keep whatever, the path, the teaching of the Master that is favorite to you. I just show you how to get in touch with the essence of the teaching that you believe. I will just show you how to see the Master whose teaching you're reading. For example, you meditate, you can see Jesus if you're Christian. You can see Buddha and gain some wisdom from him. But sometimes the Buddhists see Jesus and the Christians see Buddha. That also happened in our group. Yeah, it happened all the time. God makes big jokes. But nevertheless, when we ascend into that level of consciousness, we don't care. We know that they are all one. Yes. So we befriend with them all, and they are all very friendly to us too. Yes, sometimes they see both. Jesus and Buddha sit together, drink tea. Yeah, they have fun up there, all the religious leaders and teachers. Only us crawling on the planet fighting with each other, who's the best? Yes. In their names. Thank you.
Does your method include out-of-body experiences?
Yes, it is. But this is just the beginning. It's called Astral Project, which you can leave your body. People use that to peep around, you know, it's not allowed. So in our method, we close curtain on that. We just take you straight to a higher astral world first. That is a number one beginner astral projection. And then after, if you pass that astral world, we take you to the second world where you see how things are created and why things happen to people. You see the creative power of our own minds and humans' mind. And then after that, you go to a higher world to see the Lord of all creations. And then after that, creation in this level only, yeah? We might call him the creator, because he does create. He creates material things, create the mind, he creates the feeling, the spiritual aspect of the mind. But then we have to leave that world too, have to go higher into the dimension of we call nothingness. And then higher than that, we have to go to the home of the Master, see all the splendor of the Lord, of the representative of the Lord. And then we can go higher and higher still. But after the fifth world, we are already the Master. We regain our mastership. Then we can do what we like with our life. We can lead others also into bliss and happiness. We can be the torch bearer of the world. It's not astral projection is the end. It's only the beginning. Very low, humble beginning.
How do you identify the real God with so many different religions of the world?
Don't get me into trouble. There's only one God. I have mentioned already. Yeah? You see, the Indian, they speak Hindu, okay? They call the enlightened one Buddha. The Hebrew, they speak Hebrew, or the Jewish, they speak Hebrew. And they call the enlightened son of God Christ, yeah? Etc., etc. But if we translate it into English, there's only one, enlightened. That's why even within one religion, people fight with each other. That is a very big mistake. We should correct that. Yeah? Even if there is many gods, suppose if we have different gods, okay, a Muslim god, Christian god, Buddhist god, they all should be merciful. They would never want us to fight with each other, no? So we are doing a very bad job fighting in their names. I hope we will not do that again. Thank you.
What can you tell us about extraterrestrial beings?
Oh, I have some tapes we have mentioned about that already. But we are all extraterrestrial beings. Don't you know that? We came from heaven, all of us, extraterrestrial. Nothing to talk about. And all the leaders of the religions that we worship are extraterrestrial. Jesus, Buddha, they supposed to came from somewhere else. So actually, you know already from religious teaching that we have extraterrestrial, right? So if you want to see them, I'll show you how, later.
On my return to this earth, what form of life would I take? Who was I? How will I know who I am and what I'm supposed to do?
Oh, you mean the reincarnation?
Yes.
You return to be whatever you want to be. That's the only truth. You create your existence. You are what you are now because you have chosen to be. And you will be what? Because you've chosen now to be different. We can create different life for ourselves all the time.
How would I know what God expects of me so as for me to practice and master those requirements?
You can go and ask Him. I'm here to show you so you can go and ask Him. I cannot answer for Him. Besides, even if I tell you what God wants from you, would you even believe me? See? So, first-hand experience is the best. Go find out. Very easy, meditation.
A note of salutation to you, Master. As you walked in, I just felt so beautiful. And it was though I could see my spiritual master receiving us with his divine love and beautiful energy. I somehow was a bit emotional just absorbing your beauty from within and your intense energy. Thank you for giving us this opportunity of listening to you and your inspiring speech. There is so much I can identify with.
Bless you. And thank you. You must be very pure in the heart to feel that. You must be very devoted to God in order to have sense what you have written. And congratulations.
It appears to me as though Master Qinghai is a gifted person in more ways than one. Can Master please explain to me who or what is the source of her inspiration?
Gifted, the talent?
Yes.
Oh, that's all came from him. Whatever he gives is all his. I have nothing. I was born with nothing. I grown up with nothing. And I have been given all these talents late in life because I practice meditation. I seek God first before everything else. And then he gives me everything else. All the things I never asked.
How do you balance the spiritual world and the physical world?
Well, we have to practice the spiritual life because right now most of us are practicing a physical way of life already. So there's another part missing because we are not only physical, we are also a spiritual being. So the reason we suffer because we only practice physical way and forget the other better half as a spiritual way. So to balance it, start practicing now.
If heaven exists, duality exists, is our goal not to lose duality and to become one with the Supreme Consciousness?
Oh, yes. Heaven is not everything. Yeah? But we go there first. Better than go to hell first. Just one at a time. We go to heaven so that we can have a taste of the celestial life and we met all the heavenly beings and learn further and then we be one with the Most High, of course. Yeah? We pass through heaven. Yeah?
Must one ask for protection when one is busy meditating?
Yes, you should. But in our way of practicing, you are protected already 24 hours by the Master Power. The one that who teach you is responsible to protect you until you are able to protect yourselves.
If we know that we have some relative that does bad magic, what should we do to protect ourselves?
That does black magic?
Yes.
Wow. That's bad news. You believe in God. Yeah? Pray to God all the time. Black magic is the opposite of love, opposite of light and God. So if you turn to love, you turn to God, then you will be protected. Besides, if you do not do anything wrong in your life, no black magic can ever touch you. It is not allowed. Black magic can only harm immoral people when you are weak with guilt and ridden with bad conscience. So make sure your life is a sample of purity, then nothing can harm you.
Do we have free will, or is everything predestined?
Predestined and free will. Predestined because we have chosen the path that we walk in this life to fulfill our purpose. Free will because we could change it for the future.
When you are doing your meditation, what are you supposed to think? How do you meditate?
Because when you close your eyes, the only thing you see is darkness.
See only darkness?
Yes.
You see darkness. Not everybody sees darkness. I will teach you later, okay? Then you can practice at home. And you will see light. Definitely.
You say that hell only exists because we believe in it. But how can you say that it is not the same with heaven and with God?
Heaven and God exists already. After that, we create this world by our thinking, by our wanting to be here, which is not bad. I don't say this physical world is bad. It's also created for the purpose of growing so that we can know God again. Of course, you could say that, okay, we create God too. But why not? We are God, and God created forever, forever, and forever. So you can say you create God, or God has already existed and created us, but we are one with God. Argue back and forth. No use. Come inside and see whether God exists or not, and then you can tell me. All right?
Will Tai Chi help me reach a higher level of consciousness as a moving meditation?
Oh, it does? Good for you. Good for you. It also needs concentration, and it also helps you to relax and helps you to feel elevated in some degree, yes. But that's not all, okay? It's not all. We have to contact the light of God. We have to know God in the form of light and other teaching in order to truly understand.
What is the word supreme in the title Supreme Master Qinghai mean?
It means the Supreme Master Qinghai. Yeah. It means God. Yeah? God used the human instrument to share His love teaching with mankind. Yeah? It's not this physical body that teach you. It's an office of God. Qinghai is a Chinese name for ocean of love. Yes, we have another name now, my God. Ocean of love means God Almighty. It's the same thing, same thing.
How does spiritual well-being or mental well-being relate or improve people's health who have permanent illnesses, for instance, like diabetes?
When we practice spiritual, everything else also improves, including our health, even our financial situation. But we should not seek that as a purpose of meditation. We should seek only to know God. Then He will regulate everything else that happens in our group. But we have to be sincere in looking for God. And then really our sickness also be gone. Many people who has cancer and they already are scheduled for operation. But because they get initiation and practice meditation until then, the cancer disappear. So they run out of the operation table with the doctor chasing behind with a knife. Some are like that. Some in terminal cancer, some have a lot of other very serious disease also being cured, thanks to the Lord, thanks to your own sincerity.
When we become a part of the great lake of consciousness, do we retain our own individual consciousness?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes. Because we have been already so-called separated from God. So we still have individual so-called consciousness. But when we reach into higher level of realization, then we are everywhere. We are one with God. That's why Jesus reclaimed, I and my Father are one. But there are more level after that. Yes, so it is infinite. Because at that time you still have I and my father. We still have two. And we rise higher and higher. There are wonder to be discovered.
Is our intuition and mental pictures fantasy or reality?
It depends on what kind of practice and what kind of mentality you possess right now. If you take drugs or do some magic or something like that, then you enter into hallucination, which look like real, but is very detrimental to our mind as well as our body in the long run. But if we use the self, the true self, the God self, which we see the God self, then it is not hallucination, it is true. Because it will make us elevated, it makes us feel ecstatic, it makes us wiser, happier, healthier, and fearless.
Can a person see God directly in meditation?
Yes, yes. That's what we meditate for.
I believe I have bad karma. How do I get rid of it?
Come to initiation. I help to get rid of it for you.
As an atheist, what are the benefits of Kuan Yin to me?
Make you become a better atheist. I told you, I promise I don't make you change any religion. Religion. Just meditate, then you understand everything. Yeah?
Master, thank you for your prayers for this country and your efforts for peace in our world. I would like to ask, does the study of systems such as Taoism, Kabbalism, and Shamanism interfere with Kuan Yin practice?
No. What belongs to Caesar's belongs to him. Yeah, we do our things, the government do their things, the football play football, the tennis players play tennis. Yes, we are up to the business of spiritual practice and elevation of the soul. Whatever ism, no problem. Yes, just outside. Inside we contact with God.
Do you believe in the seven chakras?
Yes, they exist. We have to go through in the normal yoga practice. One has to go through all these seven chakras in order to reach the third eye and be liberated. But in our method, you start from there. You don't go step, take too long. That's why we say immediate enlightenment is quicker. Easier. There's a trick.
Please explain twin souls and the male and female aspects of oneself.
There's no such thing as twin souls. We are all separated. Okay? But sometimes we encounter someone which is very compatible to us and we call that person soulmate. It happens. If we have been working, living, loving with that soul for a long time before in different incarnations, and when we met this so-called soul reincarnate again in a different body, we feel familiarity because we have done things together all the time before, so everything is easy, everything compatible, everything is harmonious, so that is we call soulmate, okay? We do that all the time. We encounter this. And people who encounter this so-called soulmate, they're happily married to each other, or they become very good sisters and brothers together, or good parents, child together. The relationship is very good. So this is soulmate.
Who or what is Kuan Yin?
Kuan Yin means the contemplation of the inner world of God. Yeah, that's it. And there was one saint, lady saint, who also practice this method of the light and the word of God, the sound, and her name is Guan Yin. Therefore, the Chinese people praise her as goddess of mercy, because when she was alive, she granted wishes, she helped people, she blessed everyone, just like any living master would. And so they keep continue worshiping her up to now as a goddess of mercy. Just like we continue worshiping Buddha, continue worshiping Jesus, etc.
Welcome, Master. Thank you for coming today. I am to be initiated today. My partner is not initiated. Can you please comment on why I cannot share my experiences with her? I enjoy sharing. Please comment.
I'm not sure if your partner is ready to even hear all this. Yeah? Number one. Number two, whatever is given to you from heaven, you should keep quiet about it. Because this world belongs to Caesar. Yeah? And what you get belongs to heaven. Most of people in this world, if they do not practice the same as you do, and they do not enter the same kingdom, all the things you tell them is like Greeks. They will not understand, and they will ridicule you, and they will make trouble for you. And that's why they crucified Jesus, remember? Because he said things about heaven that people don't understand. He spoke the truth, but they label him blasphemy. He talked about heaven, but they give him hell. Just because the people in this planet speak different language, understand different things. So please, be careful about what you talk. You can say general term like, okay, if you meditate, you will see light and you hear the word of God. I also have this kind of experience. That's it. No more detail about which heaven you have been, what kind of melody you heard, what kind of light you've seen, what thing Jesus have told you during your meditation, etc., etc. No detail. Okay? People do not believe you. You will break your relationship if you talk too much about heaven.
Thank you for gracing us with your beautiful presence. We have waited a long time for this. Are you working with the Himalayan masters?
I'm working with all of the masters, not only Himalayans.
How do drugs affect one's spiritual growth?
It affects everything, don't you know? It makes your mind blurred, it shrinks your brain, it clogs your nerves, it makes you feel hallucinated, it makes you go crazy when you don't have it and become addicted to it, it breaks your family, love, relationship. It drives your girlfriend, boyfriend away. It makes you become a criminal sometimes. How do you have peace in this chaotic state of mind in order to practice spiritual even? Huh? You have to be first calm and normal. We have enough confusion with work, with war, with disaster, with relationship already. Do not create more confusion for yourselves and damage your only vehicle to reach God. This is the body, the temple. Keep it well in order, healthy, because you must use it. Drug is no, 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 no.
I love you and your voice particularly. Tell me, how many lives do we live, and how do we know which one is which?
Thank you for your compliment. How many lives we live here, it depends on us. We could finish it in one lifetime. We could be too attached to all the wonder of this physical creation. We return again for more enjoyment and exploration of the Lord's glory through physical manifestation. So each one is differently, all right?
If I want to follow God, How must I do it, and what must I feel to know I've accepted Him?
At the time of initiation, you see God, a part of the manifestation of God in the form of light, sound, music, or masters of the past. And then from there, you will know. You can only know by your own experience. You cannot know by persuasion or from my experience to you. Each one must face God alone.
How can one help the dying?
Yes, you pray. Yes, you pray in whatever religion. It helps if you're sincere. The power of your love, when you gather together, praying for one person unconditionally, in any situation, also in dying situation, would help him elevate his own consciousness and speed his way to heaven.
How and when will I be able to attend to any of your lectures again? When are you coming back?
I should stay here forever, I guess. Whatever important to you, you make time. Okay? Nobody can decide for you. Make time. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
wonderful to have you join us on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for an enlightening lecture entitled, It's Not Too Late to Get Enlightenment, given by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Hat Yai, Thailand on November 26, 1994. Up next is a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a blessed and joyous day.